Well, the Central Coast's richest race day comes to Gosford. More than $1.6 million in prize money. It'll feature the inaugural $500,000 The Coast, the $250,000 Gosford Gold Cup, the $150,000 Takeover Target, stacks more as well. And joining us now is the Chief Executive of the Entertainment Grounds, the home of the Gosford Race Club, Daniel Lacey. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. That's not a bad introduction. Yeah.
That was a very good introduction.
That's plenty to get excited about there at Gosford on Saturday. And it's so significant for you and the club, isn't it, Daniel, considering what you went through last year?
Yeah, it was very disappointing last year. As we all know, we had to be transferred over to Randwick for the day. But, you know, it is what it is. And so we're just making up for it this year. And everything's looking good. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, but it's all fining up and the forecast looks great, and everyone's really getting behind us, so I'm really looking forward to the day.
Daniel, what sort of crowd are you expecting, and what entertainment have you got?
Well, we're limited with the with our capacity, so we're still under that 2 square metre rule.
Okay.
So we're not a stadium, so we're limited to our size, and we're not the biggest race club, so we're limited to about 3,000 people, and we'll get there as well. We're more or less sold out, so we've only got a few tickets left, so we'll get to that number. But on the day, we've got a couple of bands playing, we've got DJs, we've got fashions on the field as well, so there's plenty going on. Then there's a TAB lawn party, so that's a new one for us, so that should be good too. So there's plenty on if you come down.
I was going to say, Daniel, how exciting and how important is it for the club to host a standalone metropolitan meeting?
To be honest, we've never had one before. I didn't really, understand what went into it. And this week has been very, very busy. And, you know, we've got lots of things on. We've got a cocktail party tomorrow night, and we've got a sportsman's lunch on Friday and the race day Saturday. So it's not just the race day itself. There's lots that goes into it. And, it's just very busy for everyone all involved. The local community are getting involved as well, which is, it's just really good to see local businesses all wanting to, partner with us. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm glad that we've been able to showcase this type of racing to the Central Coast region.
And our esteemed colleague here, Jamie Rogers, she's been doing a bit of work for you as well there, Dan. And it'd be great to have her on track as well on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Jamie from our AJC ATC days, so she's a good supporter of ours. And on Monday, we even got her up here on the Terrigal Beach, and we had a horse cantering down the beach, which it took about 2 years to get through council, but we finally got, it finally happened. So that was a fantastic day, and it was just trying to showcase what the Central Coast is, come up for the race day, but stay for the weekend.
I thought you were talking about trying to get Dave Stanley on a horse 2 years through council. He's up there as well, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got a Putin style shirt off and all that. it was a really good day. Hopefully next year, we'll take inspiration from other race clubs and you'll see what, council and the Gold Coast Turf Club have done up there, and they've worked together to promote a really big regional event, and that's something that I want to be able to do at Gosford as well, is promote the whole region and work with council to make it even bigger and better next year.
Yep, great call. Now, you're listening around the traps there at Gosford. Have you got a tip for us? Anything that, you're hearing that maybe our listeners can take note of?
Well, all I know is Joe Pride normally does really well when he comes up. So I'm looking in the coast and he's got brutality there. So I'm looking at that thinking Joe does well. He knows the track really well. So that might be something. The acceptances are in about half an hour. So hopefully he'll accept with it. But that's what I'm looking at in the coast and the John Sargent horse as well. So Battenberg as well.
In the cup.
The other one. So, in the cup. So I think those are the ones probably that I'd be looking out for.
Beautiful.
We've got a local in there as well, Grant Allard with Catsby in the Takeover Target. So, again, he knows the course really well. So that's another one. If you want to support local, go with Grant Allard on that.
Great stuff, Dan. Enjoy Saturday. And I hope it's a really successful day for the club.
Thank you very much.